This is Bob Larson with your Marketline report for Friday, March 1st. A trade deal with China again leaves uncertainty in Thursday hog trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Longer term, we're going to see a clash of big supply against expanding export activity. At least in the case of China, if production in the second half of the year is down 15% from a year ago, and China wants to replace that, that would be the equivalent of importing 1.54 billion pounds per month. If the U.S. share is 25% of that, that would be equivalent to 385 pounds per month that China might be importing from the U.S.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday down 8.5 at 452 and three quarters. March corn was down 1 3/4 at 361 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for February ended the day down 5, ranging from 615 to 635. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein prices for February were down 1, ranging from 594 and a half to 624 and a half. DNS wheat with 14% protein prices for February were up 5 1/4, ranging from 659 and a quarter to 679 1/4. Live cattle for February were up 55 cents at 129.95. March feeder cattle were down $1 at 142.87 and a half, and March class 3 milk was down 7 cents at 15.21.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line report.